Take a close look at the figures in the painting. This is a scene of the Daoguang Emperor and his children, including the future Xianfeng Emperor, enjoying family time in the imperial garden. In the Qing Dynasty, the Manchu emperors did not strictly follow the Han tradition of designating the eldest son as the heir. In the early Qing period, heirs were decided through consensus among various parties. Perhaps because he experienced competitions among princes, the Yongzheng Emperor established a system that required heirs to be designated in secret. An order with the name of the heir would be stored in a brocade box and placed behind the plaque in the Palace of Heavenly Purity in the Forbidden City that read, "Rectitude and Honor." Only when the emperor passed away would the box be opened publicly in the presence of imperial family members and high-ranking officials. 2 months before the birth of the fourth prince, Yi Ju, the future Xianfeng emperor, the eldest prince, died of illness. The second and third princes also died at a young age, making Yi Ju the eldest surviving prince. Yi Ju's mother passed away when he was 10, and he was raised by the mother of the sixth prince, Yi Xin, who was 1 year younger than him. In the painting in front of us, we see Yi Ju and Yi Xin together by the Daoguang Emperor's side, since they were of similar age. As time went by, the brothers became rivals for the throne. According to folklore, the Daoguang Emperor in his later years was still unsure who to choose as heir. But in the end, Yi Ju's benevolent and filial conduct won over the emperor. But his reign was to be a troubled one. In 1860, before Allied British-French forces entered Beijing, the Xianfeng Emperor fled south to the mountain estate for escaping the heat. After the Anglo-French alliance troops entered Yuan Ming Yuan, the last emperor born in the garden could never return to this magnificent place that his ancestors spent over a century building. Now we can only infer his idyllic childhood with a loving father and sibling companion through these artifacts in front of us.